Previously on Compassion Radio.
The church being us sitting here together, and we are the church.
Well, you have that kind of sense even around this table, that we're kind of bringing the world of Christendom right here to this table. Yeah. And this morning we get to break bread together and have a meal. That's special because God has enabled us to come from four corners of the globe to meet here in this place of peace.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
From the back streets of Baghdad to your own backyard, you tune to the daily radio ministry journal known as Compassion Radio. Hope this finds you well on this first Friday of February. If you haven't already done so, we highly encourage you to visit our newly revamped website at CompassionRadio.com. It's several years in the making, and we'd really like your input on it. So check it out when you get a moment at CompassionRadio.com. Now, as far as things go for today, you know, when you have enough great material to create a three-part program, usually by the time we get to part three, we're chomping at the bit to share the conclusion of the conversation. Because certainly in this case, the ending packs quite an emotional punch. We pick it up today with Bram Floria asking good friend Fred Heumann of Music Works International about offering spiritual nourishment and formation for friends in the Middle East.
Fred, you're committed to the spiritual formation and the development and the maturation of those people that God is raising up within these countries, because you have an international, a world view of what God's doing in this missiological century.
Yeah, and I want them to understand that if they stand up there in front of a congregation in whatever role, that they are responsible for the spiritual formation of the people out there.
Yeah.
Whether they feel responsible or not, they are forming them spiritually.
And as I've tried to communicate to you all, as I've sat down with you before, there are many, many people, whether they know it or not, in the West, especially in America, that are begging the world, send us something new that's deep and meaningful. What is God doing where you are? It's why our program exists, to let you all speak to us and say, this is what God's doing where we are. Join with us as we celebrate these things. Pray with us as we struggle through these things. Mourn with us as we bury these things. There are many things that we need to enter in with you along the way. And in the meantime, we're going to learn a lot about what God is doing, and we'll transform our own worship life along the way. So that's a very beautiful thing, and it's necessary because we can get stuck in our own things too. I sat in a hotel room a few days ago. I saw 27 Christian stations in 15 languages here in Southern California, and all of them recycling in 15 different languages the same worship songs coming out of Australia, England, and America. Every single one of them. I thought, something's got to give here because we're not being given back what God's doing there, and maybe the people just don't know that God is, in fact, doing something tremendous within their midst. And I'm thrilled that you, Oleg, have taken a risk not just to say we need to go back to the home church model and recapture the first century, but we need to do it in a Ukrainian way and learn from the world what we can, but not to copy, not to stamp our own version of the exact same thing they're doing in Iowa or doing in London or doing in Sydney. So I'm very proud of you for seeking deep on this one and asking the Holy Spirit to lead you along in that process.
And may I just reinforce it as well, that for a church that has the profile that their church does and for the definite things they have, you know, made their mark in, this is radical. And for something that's been, a ship that's been going in this direction for some time, to try to get this battleship to turn on a dime, as it were.
Radical
really
to whom?
Difficult.
Radical to the believers in Ukraine?
Radical to the believers in Ukraine. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was interesting.
It's scary.
It's scary for you. And the people who have built their model on your model are going, well, what do we do? Or I thought it was interesting to see that certain people honored your pastor. The people who kind of pushed him out the door before recently said, oh, well, he's one of ours. So there's some change, but they see him in a number of, they see them in a number of different areas in the same way. So taking this step is going to be interesting to see how they respond, their influence community responds.
It's interesting to think that they're scared or literally frightened of a change like a worship style. These are people that are on the front lines on the weekend fighting for their independence. And yet to come into a worship center and say, we need to change the way we pray, as being something that's vastly more frightening. Interesting that we would face that kind of spiritual battle and realize that that's where the real battle is. And it's even more consequential than just the bombs and bullets flying over you in the pursuit of your independence.
On the front lines, we are there because we care about earthly life. And here we're talking about eternity.
And eternity is something that isn't just waiting for us out there. It's what God is giving to us now. That's what the kingdom of God is. It's letting the eternal, the divine, enter into our midst. It's allowing him to show up and letting God become the worship leader himself. Yeah. All kinds of ways we could twist on that particular amazing thing that God's doing in the new worship life of the 21st century.
Yeah, that's good.
Before we started this conversation, Oleg and Oksana, you mentioned a little bit about the renewed challenge of a pan-Russianism, that there's an expectation that has literally captured the Church of the East, especially the Russian Orthodox, and many, many of the evangelical denominations within Russia, and bent them to a transnational Russian empire, that's growing. And it's growing because of the kind of political rhetoric that's pouring out of certain people in places of authority throughout that region. And it's playing directly into how the conflict is playing out in Ukraine. Can you describe to me a little bit about what that is and why it's a spiritual challenge, not just a political one?
Yeah. A few years ago, President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, came up with this idea of what they called a Russian world. That's, he said, Russian people are everywhere in this world, and where Russian people are, that's where Russia is. And the Russian Orthodox Church picked up that idea and started, they just became the voice of Russian government in that. And that's what happened in Crimea when they annexed Crimea, because they said Russian people are there and they speak Russian, which means it's a Russian world and we have to take it back. And that's what happened in the east of Ukraine when the very first city that was occupied was occupied by a group of armed people that were based in a Russian Orthodox church of that city, and that's where
they created an armory out of that church.
That's where they kept their weapons, and that's where they got trained. And the Russian Orthodox Church, when you look at what they do and the way they do things, it's not the church. That's the political organization that promotes Russian world. And I believe that that's not just political, it's a spiritual war that we are in right now. We're not fighting Russian Orthodox priests yet, but the general feeling in Ukraine right now is that we have to get rid of them because politically they are 100% anti-Ukrainian. Spiritually, they are 100% anti-Christ.
Now, we're talking about a combination of evangelical bodies in Ukraine plus the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which is not under the responsibility to or the authority of the Russian Orthodox Church. Yeah. And for the first time in 1,000 years, the Ukrainian Orthodox had actually found commonality and a common purpose with you as evangelicals, which is at least one of the positive fruits of this past 4 years.
Well, and it's not only Ukrainian Orthodox Church. When you look at the meetings, every meeting of the Ukrainian Church Council, that's what we call it, it's a body of spiritual leaders in Ukraine. Every meeting, you could see Protestants, evangelicals, and Ukrainian Orthodox Church, Jews, Muslims, they're all there together talking about very important things that the body of Christ, the church, or any believer can influence in our society right
now. It's a table of peace as well, right?
Yeah,
they actually work out
it is.
Differences and find ways to keep peace within the communities.
Yeah, we're not talking about differences. We're talking about problems that we have and the way we can have an influence.
But the Russian Orthodox are not playing ball with this.
Yeah, it's not there.
Okay. Now, you say this is a spiritual issue. I believe it's true. One of the ways that we in the West would perceive this is a cautionary tale for us in the West of what happens when any religious body cozies up with political power.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're bearing the bad fruit, I think, in our nation of two generations of assuming that if we just had our people in power, we would have a perfect nation. We would have a perfect Christian society. And, of course, we've known throughout history, if it tells us anything, is that the kingdom of God has to be, must be, separate and eternal. And it must reach across all political parties. It must reach across all nationalities because it's God's kingdom, not ours. And I fear for the health of the kingdom of God around the world if the church itself chooses its partner as being the government rather than Christ himself.
Yes, indeed. Very good point, Bram. Thank you for that. We're going to take a very brief break here and get right back to the powerful conclusion of this three-part series on a roundtable of Ukrainian ministry here on Compassion Radio. But first, what is that corny expression, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans? While there may be a kernel of truth in that statement, when it comes to mapping out ministry opportunities for 2018, our president, Bram Floria, has this important word to share about how we can connect the kingdom around the world with you.
Hello, friends. Winter is usually a season where things go dormant, waiting for spring to thaw out the world and make things grow again. Well, at Compassion Radio, wintertime is anything but dormant. In fact, the early months of each year are some of the most active and demanding. This is when we prayerfully plan where we will go to get the stories that can change your life. It's when we reach out to whom God is using to advance His kingdom. Winter is the season when we discover how it will be possible to connect the kingdom around the world with you. As much as we make plans, our final decision maker is you. If you support us in the winter months, we have the ability to strike out again and do all the things you count on us to do, to bring you incredible stories packaged in powerful programming. When you support us with your financial gifts, we can go discover the amazing people God is using to change the world and give you opportunities to help support the work. So, friends, will you send your best gift today? We currently need to raise about another $50,000 to keep on time with our ministry obligations. And I know you don't want us to fall behind. With 1,000 releases a day in 500 markets across this country, I know it's completely doable. If just one person listening to today's program in each market sent a single gift of $50, we'd solve this challenge in a single day. I know that some of you can give a fraction of that amount, and some of you can give much, much more. I'm asking you to work together with us to build the foundation we need in 2018 to keep Compassion Radio on the air and in the business of connecting the world in effective, compassionate ways. We need you, friends, and I know you'll be blessed in your generosity to and through Compassion Radio. Please call, write, or visit us on the web today with your gift. Thank you so much.
You can reach us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And you can always find us online at CompassionRadio.com. We recently updated the website and would love to get your feedback. CompassionRadio.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Let's get back now to our program.
Yeah, that's what happened in Ukraine when in 2014 the church was really active during the revolution, which we called the Revolution of Dignity. Mm. And then when new president came in and the new government was elected, it was really easy for the church to become friends with the government, with the new government, like with the good guys. But I always say that the church should be a consciousness of every government.
Yes.
We have to be in the position to every president, even if he's a good believer.
But it's not about opposition. It's not about taking a political stance against anybody.
Yeah, it's about
being the voice and being there for people, not for oligarchs. And
in some ways, being an equal opportunity offender.
Yeah. And an equal opportunity
supporter
and carer.
You know, it's interesting, though, observing the scene this last year, just seeing the way the government's responded to the changing religious dynamic in the country. So the whole Reformation celebration was a government-sanctioned thing. It's like you can have a Reformation event, and this is a traditionally Orthodox country. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what, 100,000, 150,000 on Kreshetic, we can talk about that later, gathering, you know, to celebrate that in churches together. The fact that the president made the proclamation that December 25th would be a holiday, not saying that Christmas wasn't celebrated a week later, but December 25th would also be a holiday as a statement. It's both a religious and a political statement.
Yeah. Identifying with the West.
Well, identifying with the West and saying we're no longer just bound to what Russia says.
Right. Yeah.
So it's very interesting as you see the government in different ways trying to adjust to the new reality, and they've not always succeeded, but those two things I thought were pretty positive in terms of, they could have said, no, we're not going to mess with this, but they took positive steps that way, and that comes from speaking truth to power.
And at its best, the kingdom of God helps the world to adjust to God's reality.
Hello.
By bringing the power of it and the presence of it close. Yeah. That means that one-on-one ambassadorship that we have as Christians. Yeah. What a pleasure and honor it is to do that. We've wrapped up about a good hour's worth of discussion with Oleg and Oksana Magdich and with Fred Human of Music Works International. Now, these people have been great friends of ours, and we'll continue to develop this relationship because I think it's going to be an important one for Compassion Radio over the years to come, because it's not just a linchpin between East and West. It is one of the super highways right now for the gospel reaching between Europe, Central Asia, and Eastern Asia. So both Occidental and Oriental worlds meeting. Mm-hmm. It's an important place, and of course it's right at the center of all the conflict happening between, as you said, the greater Russian idea that it's a transnational thing to be Russian, and how it's pushing harder and wants to keep nibbling away any place where a Russian might have set foot, a Russian in heart, a Russian in mind. And that includes the way they've subsumed the church. Mm-hmm. We need to be praying for the liberation of the believers and of the body of Christ within the Russian sphere of influence that may have been completely diluted or has been swayed or somehow deceived in their pursuit of what they think is right and true and honorable and noble. Anytime that we're drawn away by the promise of power, that we're at risk of losing our sense of being strong in Christ through our weakness rather than through our strength. And getting back to the Word of God, let the Word of God supersede any political ideas of man. So we ought to be praying for those things.
I think it's important for believers here in the States or in the West to understand, too, that when national pride becomes more important than kingdom-mindedness, you get into a real slippery slope there. And I think that we can be warned by what's happening in Ukraine and Russia and the conflict there, that it appears to be becoming more important to be proud of your country, proud of your nationality, more than pursuing the kingdom of God. And I know it's important to take pride in our country. It's important to defend our countries and to be aware of those things that are happening politically. But I think if we allow that to take precedence over what God is calling us to do, we begin to be in a very dangerous place as believers.
I would say the admonishment for all of us, wherever we have started our Christian walk, is love your country, but Jesus is your Lord. Mm-hmm. And keeping that mindful every time we go into a church, every time we step into a voting booth. Yeah. We have responsibilities and privileges that God has allowed us to have in the nations we inhabit. We are always, always to love those around us. And there's nothing wrong with a healthy patriotism which says, I love my country. But there's everything wrong for setting aside the kingdom for the pursuit of earthly power.
Yep.
So please, friends, be praying for, if you could, the liberation of those who have been deceived in the East, who are buying into a power idea. Pray for those here in the West, in our own country, that are deceived with the sense that if we just got our way politically, everything would be okay.
it's not going to be okay until our hearts are righteous and that God himself is renewing us from the inside out. And that's what our appeal to is as Compassion Radio is wherever you find yourself, wherever on the political or economic spectrum you find yourself, wherever you are in your Christian walk and growth, Jesus is your Lord if you confess him as Lord. And in doing so, we have a unity, a purpose and a mind and heart with all believers of like mind around the world. That is the kingdom. And so we are thrilled to be able to bring East and West close at this table today. Oleg, do you mind if I ask you to kind of pray a prayer of benediction for us over the people that you oversee, that God's got you ministering to in Ukraine and across the middle part of Asia, and maybe across the believers here in the States? Would you mind closing us that way?
Yeah, sure. God, we thank you for allowing us to be citizens of your kingdom. Thank you for such a great privilege to serve you and to know you. And I pray about what's going on in my country right now. You know the hearts of the president and the prime minister, you know. I just pray for you to be in control of what's going on. And there are things that we have influence on, but it feels like we can do nothing about this war that is going on. And I pray for you to intervene and to be in control of all the political situation in Ukraine and economy. God, I know that you love Ukraine. You love people of Ukraine. You love your church that is there in Ukraine. And for the sake of your church, of your bride, I pray, please bring peace to our nation. And I'm praying for those soldiers in the trenches in the middle of winter. I pray for you to keep them safe and healthy. And I pray for the civilians on the front line. They're struggling because they have no food and no heating. I pray for you to take care of them and send your people that would help them. I pray about my friends here in the States, those who care about what's going on in Ukraine, and I ask you to bless them, and you know how many prayers are lifted up to you for my country, and I pray that you would respond to those prayers and that you would take care of the needs of all my brothers and sisters here in the States that care. And you know the political situation, you know the economy here in the States, you know everything, and I pray that you would rule in this country, and I pray about the Church of America, that your bride, let your bride be clean. I'm not praying about happiness. I'm praying about being clean before you. And I pray for my brothers and sisters to know you and to know your will and to be able to fulfill your will, because this is the only way we can be satisfied when we do whatever you ask us to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oleg Oksana Magdich from Ukraine, Kyiv especially, thank you again for sharing your lives and representing your country so well for us here on Compassion Radio.
Thank you for being friends. Thank you for your friendship.
And Fred, thank you for being our liaison, our ambassador, our link so many times to the incredible thing that God is doing now throughout that part of the world. For your investment in them, too.
That's what he said. It's relationship.
Yeah. Amen.
And there we have it, the much-anticipated conclusion on our roundtable discussion on the current status of ministry in Ukraine here on Compassion Radio. Thank you for listening, friend, and for praying along with us that God's will be done for both our Ukrainian and Russian brothers and sisters in Christ. Before we head into the weekend, here's Bram with the final word.
In just two more months, we'll begin our 75th year of ministry, which, when you think of it, is an astounding achievement in broadcasting. It's also a testament to generations of faithful partnership that has truly changed the world. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to lead this ministry in a new era and to new generations of listening activist partners. In the days and weeks ahead, we'll be sharing some incredible new projects and initiatives that are going to have a profound and lasting effect on the body of Christ around the world.
And remember, friends, this is a partnership in every sense of the word. You partner with us each and every day as you help keep us on the air, broadcasting from the station where you hear us. Can I ask you again for your support in this unique mission? Expanding Compassion Radio projects and outreach in 2018 can only happen if you make it happen. Please write, call, or go online to send your gift of support today. Thank you so much.
You can reach us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or you can give online safe and secure at CompassionRadio.com. That phone number once more, 1-800-868-2478. I'm Jim Governale, wishing you a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you again next week with more Compassion Radio.